The adult beverages are poured, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. It's been long enough that I almost forgot that intro. My name is Trevor, and I have a two-year-old and a one-month-old.
Whoa. And I'm Jeff. I have a seven-year-old and a four-year-old.
We tied. Two and two.
Two and two.
The superiority is gone, my friend. We are tied for babies. I guess the first question on the top is, why didn't you stop me?
Yeah, right? I warned you. There's plenty of episodes.
Yeah. I'd like to go back through and, our listening history. And just ensure that you were really emphatic that I shouldn't have a second one. Because I feel if you didn't, you failed me as a podcast host.
Just wanted to make more videos, that's all. Just
It's like, this isn't going to be interesting if he only has one. I need to put him through hell again. Number two is here. Apologies to listeners, and thanks for sticking with us. We've also been kind of off for the first month as we get my baby legs on, but we're kind of into a bit of a flow now, so trying to see about these episodes. Everything went well. Baby and wife are doing well. We actually had him at home, which
is crazy to me. That is so crazy.
Not by planned, chance,
right? Not planned. No. Okay, never mind.
It was a possibility. We left the door open that maybe we do that. We had tried with the first, and just because of the delayed labor, it didn't work. It got to a point we just had to go to the hospital because it wasn't happening. Mm-hmm. This one was so quick, scary quick, where the midwife basically barely was able to get here in time.
Wow.
And by the time she was here, it was pretty much just like, go, 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 go. So, the second, there's always supposed to be two midwives for the actual birth.
Yeah.
Especially when you're doing it at home. Didn't make it. It was just me and the one midwife.
Wow.
Yeah, there's some part of me just like, am I delivering this baby?
Yeah, how is that stress level? You're like, reinforcements, you're supposed to be here.
So it's like a game, right? Just press X to deliver a baby.
You have to press square. You have to keep pressing it until you work the circle.
But I'll say this, it's the having it at home thing. I had some concerns about with the first one, but after that, I was much calmer with the second one, the thought of it even. And what's great about it is as soon as it's over, you're in your element.
Yeah.
You're home. You're already in everything you've set up. So right. You don't have to leave. You have all your food and all your clothing, just everything you've had for the baby. You're not in some foreign place. And immediately after, and no shade at doing it at the hospital too. That's a fine, whatever's most comfortable. I'm just saying some of the benefits of the home part is you're in your bed. Did it. There's no getting kind of shunted out of the hospital quickly, putting in the car seat, driving. You're just home and comfy.
Change sheets.
Yeah. That's it.
Flip the mattress. It's all right.
We didn't even have time to prepare that stuff because we hadn't really. We were playing a birth center, and progressed so quickly, and all right, well, baby time. Let's get this going.
Baby doesn't wait.
No, so it's a speed run of the of the birth.
Yeah, but we were in overtime too, right? It was past due.
Yeah, we were a week. Week past.
It was minute to minute.
But, as I mentioned, so apologies to everybody, to all the listeners again. Thanks for sticking with us. Baby and mama, should say, are happy and healthy.
That's good.
And here we are. So, you should have warned me. This is this is hell on earth. And
congrats again, right? Just congrats.
That's wonderful. No, it's just it is great that obviously it isn't jest, but man, you're just thrown right back to it. It's just, it's great. The sleeplessness, the helplessness, he's so small.
Yeah.
I don't know if that happened to you. It's just the immediate contrast to your older kid compared to the small one and just how massive the older kid now seems.
Yeah. Just even sturdiness. So the first was 10 pounds, 5 ounces. So he was a chunky monkey, right? Couldn't break the kid. He was there. And then my second was no slouch, 9 pounds, but
much
skinnier. You produced chains. Yeah, I know, right? I'm a small dude. I don't know where it's coming from, but it's it was a definite change where you're used to this. We had 2.5-year-old, so you know, you could throw him around, kiss the sky, whatever, throw him up, whatever. Now you're like, oh yeah, it's gentle, I got it right, new to the world.
It's a being made of glass, right?
Yeah, exactly. You're so small, your fingers so tiny.
I think that, like, and tell me again, like, if you went through it, but I mean, like, the one of, like, the daily kind of funny moments now is when I'm changing my older one.
Oh yeah,
it's like, he's so big comparatively. It's just like, you're just a man. Like, I'm just changing a man. Like, this is silly. Yeah. Yeah. You should be filing taxes, not
Yeah. I remember the diaper sizes. Yeah. You're like, why am I dealing with
this? This is too big. What is this? Can't, like, you should have a driver's license, not like situations I have to clean up. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
That's a daily one that's just like bizarre as hell. So, like,
oh man. It's a blur to me now.
No, that's there. Well, that's the thing too, man. All of a sudden, it's like it's a month. He's gained 3 pounds and a bit, so he's gone
that's
like
great. That's good progress.
Oh yeah, he's doing really well in the charts. But like, I think he's 7.5 started, and he's like roughly now like 10.5.
Yeah,
and he's huge compared to when he started. And like, you get that like feeling. Well, it's very notable, and all of a sudden you're staring back, and like somehow we've gone through an entire month.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a flash, right?
I could have told you that we just had this thing like 2 or 3 days ago, but like, no idea. It's so out of it. It really just throws you.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well,
here's the number.
Here we are. It starts. You may ask yourself, what does gaming look like for somebody in the throes of babydom again? Yeah, it's not good.
No.
That's not a lot of it. So there is, I'll say, like, the saving grace. What's been amazing is we've had my wife's parents living with us
right
for this month.
Still there, right? Yeah, they're still there.
Yeah, they're leaving this week. So, I mean, okay. The training wheels come on. Ask me next week how everything's going.
It's like, I'm on vacation right now. This is great.
Yeah, comparatively, like, honestly. Yeah, it concerns me. But, yeah, ask me again next week how it's all going. But, so there's been some moments to capture away. So there's the two. One thing that held true for the last one that's held true for this one is Hearthstone.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, you said you go back to that. It seemed like a fit for you.
It's just funny because the problem with it is it's real time and you're against an actual human, not another person, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if there's a baby situation, you got to drop. But if you get comfortable with that, there's enough 5 to 8 minute bits of time during the day that you can sneak in a couple, right?
Yeah.
And there's enough depth and kind of progression that like you're kind of propelled forward. So that's pretty good. Like I've honestly dropped like a good 5 games because of like baby situations.
Wow.
Just like, hey, I'm winning this one. Like, wah, like a whoop.
That's the end of the phone. Yeah.
It's an easy win for this guy. So be it. And otherwise, and this one I want to get a bit more of your thinking on. So if you think about the current gaming landscape.
Right.
And you think about a massive, big budget title that tons of people are playing and complaining about, that would be something that would kind of drive me nuts, but I might go ahead, I would have maybe went and purchased. Which title do you think that would be? Current gaming landscape. What's out there right now?
Gaming, is it Battlegrounds? It's not Battlegrounds.
Nope, not Battlegrounds.
Is it PS4? PC?
PS4 coming. It's releasing soon for PC, I think. It's a new release.
A new release, and everyone's doing it. I can't think of anything.
Man, so, Destiny 2.
Oh, no. right. Okay. No, yeah, fair. That's my bad.
That's okay. Yep. See, you wouldn't think of it, because why on earth...
That was totally not on my radar. Maybe because I just don't play it, but I didn't think, someone like you and your situation would play it.
Why is what I play it? So
there you go.
There's some. It's really got to be a. It's probably going to continue to cost me that my entire father like while being a father, but there's just something so alluring to being part of the biggest, best thing at the moment, especially with gaming.
Yeah.
Because gaming is a culture, gaming as like a hobby, as an industry, like watching it kind of grow and bloom. And like to see, especially with something like Destiny 2, that got like rave reviews, and especially even like the single player part, which I'll kind of circle around to. But to see it being so heralded as like amazing and wonderful, it's being like a really great crystallization of the first one, where like they've kind of like got a lot of the kinks out and it's so much better now. And it, whether you, if that's your bag, maybe you don't like that particular type of game, maybe you don't like shooters, whatever, I think anybody would be hard pressed not to state that in some ways this represents like the pinnacle of gaming at the moment, right? Yeah. And again, I don't want to say like if you're a gamer, you would play this game. But I think divorced from that sentence could be something to the effect of like this represents like some of the greatest production values that gaming could ever produce. Be that from like the leveling systems, the online abilities, the graphics, the style, like the, even some of the story mode in this version. And there's something so alluring about being like at that, being in at the pinnacle. That's like for Battlefront 2, for instance, like I think that would also kind of speak to that. Horizon Zero Dawn, I think, would speak to that. And way back, Last of Us 2, Drake's Uncharted.
Yeah.
You know, there's just these titles that like tend to epitomize everything that's so massive and grandeur about a game.
Yeah.
Or the industry. And that just, it just drew me in. I'm just like,
you get sucked in hardcore.
And I thought about it for like, after release, I think I sat on it for like 2 weeks. I just thought about it. And I'm like, I'm not going to have time.
Right.
I don't know how to play online games.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, the raid. I'm like, I don't know what a raid is.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I got like a vague idea how it works, but like, yeah. I don't
go on for a long time too. It's not like it's like a 5 minute thing. It's like a 45 minute commitment, isn't it?
It's 8 hours.
you're ridiculous. Like, I don't know what you're doing. I'm
never doing a raid. I'll show you that. It's like, not. It's just like,
that's it.
Unless like the entire family goes on like a 2 day trip without me. Like, all right, I'm diving in. Going to do a raid.
Lock yourself in your room. Yeah, that's it.
And you're one of like six people, so it's not like you can just join a throng of like 100 and no one will notice if you drop off. If you drop off, you're screwing all these other people.
You're in it.
Yeah, like so much of the vernacular and so much of that, I'm so confused as to how any of that stuff works. Little curious, like in it, but we'll put it this way. So the single player part is phenomenal. Like it's a lot of fun, like really enjoying it. I'm going super slow. Like some people have, but them it's all about leveling and like power levels.
Yeah.
Max power being, after you get to level 20, which is the max, you can get the 305 power, which is the max. Like I'm at like level like 5 with like 60.
Slowly but surely, yeah.
Well, as long as I don't, if you're not really big into the rare, there's all these like rare and exotic weapons you can get for doing certain things. And if I'm not really there yet, I'm just kind of booting through. Like the world is like lush and amazing. The story is fantastic. The shooting, which if you ever read a review of it, is some, like just some of the best Halo style stuff you've ever seen. If you think back to your Halo days of playing through that first player campaign.
Yeah.
Like it is very reminiscent of that. Like it's very much Bungie in that sense. And like Bungie in top form. So it's a blast. So whatever little, call it like little 15 to 30 minute like chunks that I can maybe find, even as bold as like an hour, if like everyone's kind of sleeping or like a bunch of other people have taken the child.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like it gets you the little bursts of it. And it's just like, it's amazing to play into it. They have some called like the end game. So after you like leveled up and gone through the single player.
Yeah.
Like then it's all about the raids and everything. And I think that's where probably a new dad will choke a little bit as far as the corner. But I'll say this, there's these things called like public events. So you just be doing a quest. You'll be doing like your normal story stuff. And all of a sudden on the map, it's like, oh, it's a public event. And these are like 10 minute little things, but like you jump in and then ideally like 4, 5, 10, like other guys will just kind of participate. And it's just you. It's simple. Like it's just like beat this boss or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's a little toe. Just dip a little bit in there.
Yeah. a little bit. Yeah. Well, that's
it's
good.
It's bizarre. Like if you'd asked me list what could possibly be the worst game for a new dad.
I had, again, not on my radar for one of those games. If you were to ask me, like, what's now? What's everyone playing? And I'm like, well, what do we get? I don't know. Is it NBA 2K17? I don't know. So, no, you surprised me on that one.
That would make more sense as a dad game. Like the basketball in and out. Like, you just pause it. This has no pause. Like, you just die. Like, I guess.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's there. I remember the first one. So
I got booted once because there's just even in the single player mode, I got booted because I just left it. Like, I cleared out an area, nothing else was going on.
Yeah.
And I had baby stuff to take care of. I had to change them. So it's just like, I just left it alone for what was probably like 20 minutes. Came back. It's like, oh, you're booted from inactivity.
Oh, great. Yeah. Thanks. Okay. Wasn't doing anything.
No dad. wondering too, because I went back to like the main menu, like in game. You go back to like the PlayStation main screen.
Yeah. Like the home screen.
And I'm like, so what? What's happening right now? Like, am I just in game still? Like, am I just getting killed?
Yeah.
Am I warped out? Like, what's happened exactly?
You need to train your oldest now to just wiggle the thumbstick and just race daddy back and forth just so the game doesn't boot daddy. That's great. I need to go change your brother.
It turns out he's an absolute master. He's an absolute master in the gaming.
This exotic pink gun. I just completed a raid. I don't.
This is one more where. So I'm walking the new one back and forth, putting him to sleep. And I had been playing a game. We were all kind of together, but he was crying. And I like offered to like, hey, let me pause this. And like, why don't I try to bounce him and help him out? Falls asleep. And then I'm looking at the screen with the pause. Like can I pull this off? Like, can this happen?
Yeah.
To sit like while he's sleeping, just like ever so tenderly, like, oh, just sit down quietly.
You just get that front pack, you know, where the baby just sits in front and you just, your arms are free, bounce the baby a little bit. Perfect. Maybe wear some headphones.
Yeah, definitely with the headphones.
Yeah. Just blend.
Oh, but so there we go. Some part of it also wants to, I'm as surprised as you are, but it started getting into my head and I just couldn't shake it. And I kept seeing news about it and it's like, there's something about it that I want to like get in. Like, it just,
they had you hook, line, and sinker. You play the first one then, obviously, right?
Nope.
Not play the first one. That's probably better because I was completely turned off.
You played the first one?
I did not like it. I never
walk me through that. What was that like? Because
I never bought the official game, but they had a pretty extended demo. I remember getting into it. There's no single player. At least there are parts of a single player, but it wasn't fleshed out. Like, there's no story that I could really piece together. Like, they had elements of a story, but then, like you said, you would go through the world, and then there'd be like online things that pop up, and you could go and do whatever. But I never quite understood it, and it just seemed like the worlds were so dead to me, like very static. Like, there's lots of land, and it was beautiful, but there was not much going on, and there would just be enemies inside a mountain, and I wasn't sure why. And then you would jump into a game and play with other people that same mountain landscape and do some other activity in it. So I didn't understand. Apparently it got like patched out like crazy. Kind of like a No Man's Sky almost thing, like repatched to like Oblivion, and they made it so much better. And then people that jumped in maybe a year later got a much better experience than what I got. I was not having it. I went to like the marketplace. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. The cape or something cost me like, I don't know, 5 in-game money. I don't have any money. How did I get money? It doesn't explain enough to you. You're just kind of going along. So. But I could see the allure of it. It's very, it's almost like a sci-fi, very Halo-like shooter. So,
yeah. So the story. I think the amount that I've played through the single-player story, like, it's enough of an arc that, like, alone, like, that's almost, almost worth your price of admission. Like, where, like, if you like that type of, like, and it's, there's a three class. They have three main classes of dudes that you can run around with.
Right.
Titan, I don't want to butcher this, so I don't know if I want to try to say it. That's how I know about this, all this like lore and stuff. The guy that I am is like the tank, like a titan.
Okay.
He had these like super abilities after you get like a certain amount that lets you run around and do awesome stuff, which is really gratifying, by the way. It's really sweet. Yeah, then there's one kind of like a magician style sniper guy, and then like, I can't even think of the other guy. I think it's a hunter class, whatever. The three of them.
Yeah.
Don't take my word for it. There are three. I would be compelled. Like, I've seen, like, I know that they're different enough that actually, like, it looks like it'd be kind of fun to learn the mechanics.
Yeah.
Enough so that you would probably, I would be compelled to go through the story three times.
Oh, really? Okay.
And the rest of it is so quality. And it's just fun. Like, the thing is, like, with the, there's all these kind of like different worlds or spaces you go to, or at least like a couple. And as you traverse through, like often like a big gang of people just show up and you go through, you jump around, you shoot them. And it feels like they kind of level it based on how high you are. So it's still always kind of challenging.
Okay. Yeah.
That's so gratifying. Like the shooting and the actions that they have within it, that it's still like that, all that alone, like between the story and the kind of always live working, like worlds they go to, just yeah, like they really seem to go through. Have you ever done like a raid or anything online, like any of these like massive online player games?
No. So like the closest I've gotten to something like that would just be like a regular multiplayer, like three tiered match where you race to an objective and then you go to the second tier and then the third tier. That would be my sense of a raid. So that's most I've done, and that's maybe 35 minutes of playtime as a chunk of time. So for like, I was reading a lot of these raids that were going on, and people online that I follow, when they jumped into the Destiny 2 stuff, it seems very like you need to be strategic, you need to be on point, you need to communicate. Like, it was a very involved
talk. That sounds like, terrifying to me.
Yeah, like you're going into war or something, and you just, the game is stacked against you in some of these things, and you need
new,
to
new dad 25, what are you doing? Yeah. I don't know.
Exactly. So I don't know, it's the second one, it was very overwhelming to me, and everyone's speaking a language that I'm not too sure what they're talking about, so it's like I can't jump in. Now
it's like, that's just, besides the time commitment, like I think it would just be the lack of ability, like not good at this game, I don't know, like you said, like yeah, language. It's like, oh, like cover the, I don't know, Quasimeter. You look at, I don't, what?
Yeah, I don't what know. Is that? I'm off here. I don't. Someone explain this to me.
God help me. Somebody please.
Yeah.
See, they're doing some stuff like, and it feels like people are, it's, you almost want to call it like they're making it approachable, because they have these things called, again, I'm going to be screwing up all the vernacular. I should include the actual ones in the show notes, but something like guided matches. It's basically like if you and your crew are incredible at this game, but you want to include one more, you can put it out there as literally like a guided one. It's like, all right, so if you don't know what you're doing, I got me and five other guys here. We need a six, but we're willing to like bring you through it.
To train you. Wow. Like digital training.
But it's put out there. This isn't like we need a six to help us like kill everything with maximum efficiency. It's very much like we need a six and we understand you'll be terrible. So we're willing to like help you along.
You need to fill out the team here, and so we can do this one mission.
So that part, that one feels kind of like, it'll be great because I'll be joining like a team of like 16-year-olds. I'm like,
oh like, yeah,
help me out, gents. Like,
yeah, you have Twitch fingers. You're there, spinning in circles. I'm sure. Help. Like,
is that a baby back there? Or the...
Yeah, I like, but I can see again, like it's very like a cooperative, I think, first game where people are forming teams and going on squads and raids against the computer. Where I know there's a competitive squad on squad thing too, but it seems very us against the computer kind of thing.
Yeah, there's also something called like the Crucible, which is your Crucible, which is very much the player versus player stuff. Which is unfortunate because you have to be on a team.
Oh.
And what sucks is they said, like, to get past, there's this quest that's, like, compete in two matches. And the first one was, like, competitive. Like, the first one was casual. Just playing two casual matches and you get all this stuff. And I'm like, All right. It doesn't, it's just casual, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I play it and I'm terrible. I don't think I killed anybody. Like literally zero died. Yeah. Like the stats at the end were embarrassing, where it's like died 15 times, killed zero. I'm just like, oh man, I'm a drag. But I got my points and I did great.
Yeah.
And then it comes up again. A couple levels on, so I at least acquired some things, and it was like play 2 times in competitive, and that was like, all right, that this is worrying, because if people care about this, I'm going to ruin their games. I'll say this: what was amazing though is we actually ended up. I did it because I'm like, you know what? Like, tell me if you agree. I just think. If you're going to participate in so much of this online stuff, you almost need to grow this skin where you just do not care about other people. Care enough that you want to like help your team and not kind of just screw them over maliciously.
Yeah.
But in some ways it's like, whatever, it's a game.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. See, like, right? I think I had that to begin with, right? Because I used to play, you know, the old
Quakes. As a young man.
Yeah. Quakes, Doom, whatever, like online, not a problem. Play with other people. Co-op, capture the flag, deathmatch, whatever. And then it kind of went away. I had kids and I was like, well, I'm kind of out of practice now. I get into that stuff. I'm like, now if I relate it to like something like Battlefront, I'm the one doing the objectives because I can't kill anyone. I'll do the thing. I'll do the work in the game because no one will pick up a hammer and build this thing that we need to destroy. So I'll be doing that stuff, which I find great because that gives me a path. I can do all the objective stuff. Everybody else can run around and kill each other. So yeah. I like that part.
360, no scopes, just
there's my skin. I'll be like, guys, I'm just working. Let me work. Defend me.
That's what I always liked about. So I usually do healing classes, like in Team Fortress 2, Overwatch. I would, especially Overwatch. I did. Support class all the time because running around healing people felt like
you're helping.
I'm helping.
Yeah, and if I get zero like kills, doesn't matter. I'm healing everybody. That's my job. I'm doing a great job.
That I always liked, but yes. Anyway, so I went into it. What was great is like it's either they did an incredible job or I lucked out beyond belief because I think the other team had a couple people about my level. And then both of us just had some like phenoms, like super powered over guys, that it was really competitive. You know, when you get that feeling that it's like, I'm not terrible at this. I'm clearly not amazing, but like, I'm getting some kills. I'm not dying immediately. Like I'm able to participate. And this is actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
Like that actually, in the competitive, it actually worked. Like I couldn't believe it. It's like, this is actually kind of all right. Like I wasn't last place. No, I was. I was last place.
Almost next time.
But I mean, like I wasn't, from the other team, I did better than two of their guys.
Oh, okay.
Like the other team, like let's say they had like 4 kills, 8 deaths. I had something like 12 kills, 14 deaths or something like that.
Right.
So like I was doing, like I was, felt like I was contributing. Like it was.
So I feel bad for the other guys now. Maybe they're in the same situation. You just made them feel worse.
Yeah. Like, not bash them, I guess. I was definitely there, but it was like, you just have to grow that skin, I think, is like, you just don't have it, man, because like, you have to go in and just, it's a dumb video game. Like, it just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You need to get these things done and try to find some joy out of it and just don't care. It's like, there's just no way to get into, I don't think there's any way to do any of this online stuff with.
No.
You're gonna have not feelings, but like
you can't have feelings. You gotta be like stone cold heart. Just go in there.
It's a game looking for a good time, not gonna work.
Right. Do you play with voice on? Like do people chime in? Like with no?
I'm gonna have to if I ever want to try a raid, which I swear if I do, I'm going to first I was looking a bit on the Reddit and it's a heck of an active community on there.
Yeah.
Also, there's some Discord services and like other like chat programs. I think I'd probably, it's almost like I'd want to put it out there first and saying, here's what I'm about. Is there anybody super relaxed that's willing to like give this a go? Because like if I get put with any, you know, major league gaming pros that I have to contend with. Like, I just, I would not want to deal with that pressure.
It's funny how you're basically putting out like a personal ad. You're like, okay, I have this kind of gun and I like to do this. And if you want to be with me, guys.
30-year-old new dad, just looking for a good time. That's nothing great. Serious. Doesn't know what a raid is.
Yeah. Look for someone to teach. Yeah. That's great.
Oh, man. But the, you mentioned Battlefront a few times. And I'd like to get into it a bit more in depth in another episode. But, like, is the beta, are you in Battlefront 2 right now?
Yeah. So the open beta launched to everybody that wants to download it. And so I played, well, I maxed out my level. So I guess you can play to level 10. But so far, I...
hold on. So, you know, I maxed out my level, of course.
Yeah, and, level 10 is done. It's already here. Right away, I will say, again, Star Wars universe is insane. So whoever does the sound design or, like, graphics department, they've nailed this thing to a T. You cannot make a better Star Wars game in terms of atmosphere. The tokens, if you remember the tokens in Battlefront 1, you'd run around, grab all those stupid little things. That is completely gone. It is so much better for it. Mm. So you earn points. You either do objectives, like I said before, or you go around and kill people, you earn points, and then you can apply those points to buy things as the game is going. So you can buy a hero. The hero might cost 5,000 points, but you can buy Darth Maul, and then you become Darth Maul for that round or however long you last. But there can only be two heroes kind of in play. So you save up your points, you hope that you have a spot, and then you kind of buy it and go. So much better to do that because you don't have people just rushing to the tokens all the time. So, and you can earn things other ways.
Have you been a hero yet?
Yeah. No, I've been kicking butt at this, and I don't know why. Maybe it's just the open beta and a lot of new players are in it, and I'm just like, whatever, like, not a problem. It's fun. I will say I hate loot boxes. I hate them with passion, and this thing does more loot boxes. I find that such a cheap way, and I don't see it getting better when they release the full game. It's more... they have the same problem with every game. They punish new players. So players that kind of put in the time and energy, they're going to get better, right? They just naturally exercise their knowledge of the map and guns and whatever. So they give them more power-ups to make them more invincible. I never understood that. If anything, it should be flipped where a newbie comes in, he wants to play. He should be, 200 plus health versus the other guy that knows what he's doing, and he's got the ultimate. 200
plus. That never made sense to me either, because even as like, unless it's been proven, and this is why they do it, that like the top guys love killing 500 easy people to the point where it's like, that gives them like a super thrill, as opposed to, because otherwise you'd say like, if you still kind of want to challenge, you kind of get power ups to guys who suck so that they can like actually compete with you. So it's like actually a challenge.
Which, I don't mind a challenge if it were, I don't want, because it's not fair. But if I were to, let's say, snipe a guy long distance, right in the head, if he's got this power shield that's 200, he's going to survive two or three hits. So now my skill's negated by what he's just like, either he spent money to get that, or he's played, 20 hours of subpar gaming just to get that power up. That's what I don't like. And I can see myself dropping off when that kind of gets too overpowered, or maybe they'll go in and nuke it all and take away, most of that. But I can see a lot of those power-ups stacking and being a huge problem.
Yeah. So. Well, it's definitely in Destiny 2 as well, as far as the it's exotics. Like, you can buy some of them, but ultimately it's about doing these raids and then, or other events, and then based on luck, like, you'll get awarded certain things. Like, it's not never a guarantee of it.
Right.
So, like, loot boxes specifically, Overwatch and sounds like Battlefront 2, like, I didn't mind if it was, and here's the costume you get to wear.
Or give me cosmetics. That's fine. Emotes. Whatever.
Yeah, it's a blast, but, like...
It's fine. But...
Super guns, yeah, that sounds a little bizarre.
Super
guns,
super shields, damage multipliers, defense multipliers. So if you have a damage multiplier that's maxed out because they have levels per card or whatever, you can get plus 30% damage and plus, I think the highest I saw was plus 75 defense. So then what do you do? You walk in there, you're like, well, that's it. Bye.
Bullet sponge, go for it. So. See, that sounds like it has the exact problem I had with Battle, the first Battlefront, where it was, I'd show up on the map and it's just like dead.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, this isn't fun at all. And I'm not going to put in 200 hours just so I can compete. Like,
no. And if they will have
some guys. Like, come on.
Yeah. They start you off in a squad now, or at least that's like default. So you're defaulted into a squad, but no one sticks together. As soon as you get in there, you try to run up to the front lines again, and everyone splits their way. So if you stay with a squad, they give you a bonus, but no one cares. So you're trying to play support. Like, I'm trying to play support again, like you, not the healer, but like the engineer dude. So I'll be setting up turrets and stuff, and I can command people around me to get like a boost if they're in my like circle that comes out. No one's around me. They're all like
they're Ramboing it up somewhere ahead.
Yeah, it's just, okay, I'll just stay back here, guys. I got my turret.
It just feels, I guess I'm worried about giving it judgment because it feels like something I'm not really a part of, and like it's not, doesn't work for me, but perhaps like they've got the numbers to show like this is what people like, but it just feels fundamentally broken.
Yeah.
Like the people who put in the most time and are the greatest at it also then get the best bonuses and fire weapons, so that they, like, what are you supposed to do as anybody who's like intermediate or awful? Like,
Exactly. And
don't you want that? And I want that cannon fodder. Like, I want a constant stream of people I can always play with. And like,
yeah.
But it's like, I don't know.
It boggles my mind, but they'll have a single player like Destiny. So that's what I'm kind of getting it for, I think, is just single player at least. Hopefully that's good.
That's it, man. I'm telling you, if the Battlefront 2 single player is as good as this Destiny 2 single player as I found it, like that would almost be worth the buy.
Yeah.
Because like it's just, I mean, I think the time that the amount of the length of it feels good too. Like, I don't know how far I am through it, but like,
yeah,
if it wrapped up in another 2 or 3 hours, it'd be like, great. Nice. Thank you. I'll go through it again with the other classes because I think it could be fun. But
yeah, solid 10 hours. That's all you need, really. Like, Uncharted games were good for that. I think it was between, you know, 12 to 15, kind of good.
Man, it got kind of like, I was kind of wishing it end. Just like, I don't know, something about it, I was just like, okay, I'm done. That's application. Let's wrap this up, please. Yeah, like,
it's dragging a little.
How many more twists can I have, please?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, man, Uncharted. All righty, so that the... That is this week. We discussed our destinies as dads and on the battlefront. On the battlefront of fatherhood, what is one's destiny?
Didn't lose that. That carried over. That's twice as bad now that you have two kids. You just,
I've been infused with two kid loot boxes worth
of bad. Yeah. Multiplier, dad jokes.
So once again, thank you everybody for sticking with us through this delay. I think we had tried to put in plans about how we'd be able to fill the time, but babies happen, as we all know.
Hashtag babies happen.
Hashtag babies happen. We're going to be right back to it on the weekly basis and trying to look for some improvements as we continue on with New Dad Gaming. So thanks everyone for listening. This has been New Dad Gaming. If you'd like to reach out to us with any questions, thoughts, or show ideas, you can find us on our website at newdadgaming.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. If you could subscribe to the podcast, you'll find us on Google Play, iTunes, and any other podcasting services. Of course, we'd love a rate, subscribe, and a like, or most specifically, a share. If you're not too busy rating or jumping around as Darth Maul, share it along to another new dad who games, especially any dads who know what the heck a raid is, or that could lead me through that's one right on Destiny.
We want to play with those people.
30 minutes or less.
Like, yeah.
8 hour gaming don't exist as a new dad. Thanks everyone so much for listening. Until next time, my name is Trevor and I have a 2-year-old and a 1-month-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Man, this guy, he is so good. He's so speaking about like 360 no scopes. This kid has nailed us so many times with projectile
poop vomit
and pee. Like, it's just
number twos. Wow.
The number twos have been like I did this one time. And at this point we had been kind of savvy to it that like it happens often. So like we've been juggling around, and he caught me off guard, and it just across the room. Like it was just like I stared at him in amazement. Like, how do you have so much power?
Yeah,
it's like just hurled it. I'm just like,
yeah.
I'm not even mad. I'm just impressed. Like it's just like that.
It's great accuracy and strength.
Yeah, if I could only have this kid's accuracy in these games, I'd be would be complaining so much. All right, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, peace.